Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing in 2 Corinthians, just getting started in it. And we've covered the first four verses or so. I want to reread those, and then we'll press on. Because Paul is doing a little bit something different here. Often he gives a great declaration of giving thanks to God, which is good. You know, it's good. Here he's doing something good also. He's giving a bit of a doxology type of thing to introduce his most current letter, the church at Corinth. He wrote them several. So here's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are throughout Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And as we stated in the previous episode, there's a whole lot of comforting going on right there, right? So what's he saying? He's blessing God, and he's giving thanks to God that God is the Father of mercies, and that he's the God of all comfort, and that comfort comes through him. Well, why is he talking about this? Well, we're about to find out in the next verse, because he's going through a time of suffering. He has, in his entire time of proclaiming the Gospels, he would have things that would come against him, trials, tribulations, sufferings. And some of this, I believe, and there's some people who believe this also, that this was being used against him. Some people were speaking against Paul because they're saying, well, if he's truly of God, then he wouldn't be undergoing all this type of stuff. We sort of do the same thing today. We have a tendency to exalt to high levels of adoration those that look good and those that sound good, look like everything in their life is fine. But the one who's going through a time of trial, suffering, affliction, things like that, we don't give much heed to, do we? So verse 5, he continues, 4, just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. So he's talking about himself. Okay, we'll see that through the balance of this, what's going on with him. But he's talking about himself to the church at Corinth to encourage them and exhort them and show them that they're going to be doing the same thing. Just as the sufferings in Christ are abundant, okay, so will the comfort of Christ. The New Living Translation helps us a lot with this. Here's what the fifth verse says there. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Well, there you go. The more the sufferings are in abundance, and the more comfort from Christ comes in abundance. Verse 6. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. So let me stop right there. That's the first part of a sentence. Here's what the New Living Translation says. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. So he's basically saying this, the things that are happening to me are an example unto you. Okay? Do what I do. Paul actually says that in other portions of the scripture. Do as I do. I'm your model. I'm your example right here. So he's saying, even if I'm weighed down with troubles, I know that it's going to be for your salvation. I know it's going to be for your comfort. And I also know that you're going to be able to patiently endure the same thing that I'm suffering. He continues in verse 7, and our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of our suffering, so also you are sharers of our comfort. New Living Translation says, we are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort that God gives. I like what he says at the beginning of the seventh verse here. He says, you know, our hope for you is firmly grounded. He said a lot of things in this church at Corinth. but he was always encouraging them, always exhorting them, always directing them towards the Lord, even in times of correction. And boy, he had some tough corrections with them. He apparently had one letter that he was actually referred to as the harsh letter. And if you read 1st and 2nd Corinthians, you think, well, he said some pretty testy things right here, you know, some pretty hard things. But apparently he had really, really come down on them about some stuff. But he says, you know what? Our hope is firmly grounded. Our hope for you is grounded. We know that you hope in the Lord. Our hope is in the Lord. So when we're suffering, we share that. When we're comforting, we share that. Now, verse 8. For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren. And driving home the point again, we're brothers here. We don't want you to be unaware of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively. So now Paul is telling us what's been happening. And he says, you know, I don't want you to be unaware about this. I want you to know what has occurred and what is happening. Okay? He says, we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even for life. So whatever it was that occurred, and there's some hints that we get here and there, whatever it was even unto the point of death. Verse 9, he continues. He says, indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. What is that all about? Well, you have the sentence of death within you. And apparently, he was sick. Something was happening within him internally. There was some type of sickness that he was to the point to where he says, I'm like, I can't even trust in ourselves. I can't trust in me. You know, I can't trust in me. And I don't know. I'll have to think this through. I'm not sure if Luke was with him at this time or not. Okay. But he had a doctor with him from time to time. Nothing he could do. He says, we couldn't trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. I'm trusting in God who's raising who can raise the dead and will raise the dead. I have the sentence of death. I'm despairing for life. In other words, I'm at the point of death, and I'm just trusting God. Saying, God, if you take me now, you're going to raise me from the dead. He continues with the sentence, verse 10. God who delivered us from so great a peril of death and will deliver us, he on whom we have set our hope. So he's letting them know, hey, I went through a physical thing right here. I was so in despair that I couldn't even trust in myself and trust I was going to live. I just had to trust in God who raises the dead. If I died, he's going to raise me sometime, okay? But he delivered me from this great peril of death. It was an intense thing, okay? Where we stopped is actually the middle of verse 10. Let me finish verse 10 and read 11. We'll be done. And he, God, will yet deliver us, you also joining in helping us through your prayers, so that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the favor bestowed on us through the prayers of many. He said, the fact that you were praying for me, the fact that others were praying for me, God moved and spared me and delivered me from a great peril of death that I thought I was right at death's door. I thought this was going to be the end. So this is the type of suffering that he was talking about. And comfort that he's talking about is arising out of this context. Well, that gives some insight, doesn't it? Well, my time is up. We'll continue on next episode of this. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all then.